Yeah.
All right. Hey, hello?
Hey, you can be
good. Hello? Hey, Jackie?
Hi, Liani.
How? Hi, how are you? I got scared. I got the scared the shit out of me. It wasn't the speaker. And, like, how? Yes, how are you?
I'm good. It's Shelly.
I know, Shelly. I'm like, hey, Jesus Christ. Jackie, are you all in?
I am.
I cannot hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Okay. Yes, ma'am, I can hear you now.
Great.
I was like, Jesus Christ, where are everybody?
Ow! Ow!
How are you doing, Shelly? Shelly?
I'm doing good. I muted myself again.
Well, you know, you're just...
Am I the first to arrive besides you and Jackie?
Yeah, well, you know, just that, no, that's okay. It's just that we are, you know, I don't know how many people will come, you know, but
well, if they're smart, they will be here.
They will be here, yeah. Mm-hmm. But you know what, that everybody tries to just get the lowdown afterwards, you know, I hate that, but that happens like a lot.
Right.
I mean, it's a lot, yeah. So what can I say?
Well, it's not as if they have to get there on the traffic.
Well, yeah, you know, but I guess that everybody here in the East Coast, it's home.
Yeah.
Well, no, at least we wait for it. Yes, 7 o'clock. There were so many people, you know, so nervous that I don't have space for them to come. I spend the entire day just answering those, like, just come at 7, okay? And you have space. So whoever coming in, please introduce yourself. And because this conference will tell me, like, you know, have the half an hour that Jackie graciously going to give us the lowdown on everything you need to know, you know, about promotion, PR, and how to get ahead and conscious in the conscious media universe. So it's like it's a very big gift that she's giving to all of us today. So anyhow, anybody else here?
I'm here. It's Sylvia Henderson.
Hi there,
Sylvia.
I'm Gia Dolan, and I'm here.
Good, good. And so we're just babbling here. I'm going to give 5 minutes. And if you guys need the program that what we're going to discuss today, we can go to the community, on the front page of the community, and all the program for today's conference call. Because on the 7th, we have another conference call with Jackie, but it will be basically talking about public speaking. Hello?
Great.
Hello? Yes. So that is something that, so I'm going to put there on, okay, it's, you know, I'm going to put here in the front page of my front page so everybody can go there and just see the program. But, all right, 2 minutes more. Please introduce yourselves if you're coming in now so we know everybody's here. Yeah, star 6 to say hello. And then mute yourself back again afterwards. All right, I love when you guys do this. I really do. Anybody else there? I can't believe it. You know, I tend to like...
A lot of people like,
yeah,
aren't going to say anything.
Yeah, I know. There's our people. All right, then.
Yeah. Anywho. Okay.
Could there be a technical glitch?
Huh?
No. A lot of people will come in, but they won't ever unmute, or they don't. They just kind of lurk in the background to listen.
So well, we like lurkers, too.
We like lurkers, too, but that you'll get a lot of people that will do that. I know several people wrote me in panic about getting spots, so I know they'll be coming in. And it's what's the time we got?
We got 1 minute more than I'm giving as a bonus.
Okay, and then we'll start the
big shebang. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So music, anyhow, guys, this is the beginning of a series of conference calls and mini seminars that I have programmed to bring to you guys the understanding and the mechanics on how the PR world, you know, organized itself, what are the demands, what you need to know, and the most important of, why do you need a PR agent? A lot of you guys, and I'm just making this a little introduction, a lot of our authors and our hosts are what I regard the next generation of influencers about to be discovered. And I have proof of this more than once with the work that we do with each one of you very closely. I know you guys are ripe, you know, are ready. Some of you are more than ready. So it's one of the things, because we have this kind of a relationship as a dysfunctional home family, you know, we are kind of homies. And my intention is to bring professionals like, sorry for this, this street is kind of impossible, to bring like Jackie, professionals like Jill Mangino and other PR agents that I you know, happen to have a good relationship, and bring to you guys their perspectives on the market, because they are the movers and shakers. And I'm very proud to say that we, and oftentimes, have worked and with the best out there. You know, and of course, I'm not sure throwing confetti on you guys, but it is the truth. And I sincerely and ultimately, you know, heartwardly, I can say to you that I really am thrilled to work with all of you guys, and I'm really thrilled to introduce you guys to the best out there. So, with that said, I'm not going to delay anymore because I've spent 2 more minutes. I'm going to pass the word to Jackie. Ta-da!
Well, hi, everybody. I'm delighted to be here. I'm blessed to have Leoni and Christopher as friends, and they are offering an opportunity for me to enlighten you and help you with your own publicity efforts. My background is 35 years in mainstream publicity. In the last 5 to 7 years, I've been concentrating on the conscious and transformational market. And the wonderful part of that is that folks like Christopher and Leoni are really welcoming of the kind of content that you guys do. There are lots of other folks out there who are really interested in this kind of content as well, even if you may hit some rough patches against the mainstream media, which are just coming along. We're just starting to open those doors these days. But the ways to do that are the things that I'm going to be able to tell you. These are applicable in both sides of the media world. But in order to really present yourself well into the world as in doing your own publicity, you really have to have some tools already prepared. And many of you are writers. You're already doing some of these things. You may already know some of this, but I'm going to basically touch base on the key elements that you're going to need. The first thing is, if you position yourself as an expert, you're going to need a media kit. Now, the elements that you should have in that media kit include an initial release on whatever it is that you're promoting, whether that's a book, whether that's a platform, whether that's an e-course, or, you know, generally what it is that you're out there to tell the world about. The second release should be a bio on you. And we believe that it's best to tell people more about you than less. So I would encourage you to write a page and a half on yourself. And then there's a second release, item that we do where we cut that down to just 3 or 4 paragraphs and make that the on-air introduction. So if you're doing radio, and of course many of your home-time radio folks, you may be exchanging against each other, that's the short version of the regular bio. Now, the next thing you're going to need is 20 questions. With so many radio shows now going an hour long, you need to have enough content in there so that the interview doesn't go short. But you also want to put some of the more important things at the very top, because you also may be doing 5 or less minute interviews on TV or on broadcast radio, and they don't need as much. So you want to make sure the key stuff's in the beginning, but you can go as long as 20 questions. The last page is what we call our Learn More page on our press releases, and that's where you list in bullet points what is it that you are marketing, how is it that the public is engaging with you. Now, we'll put, you know, obviously there's a book, or if you happen to have a radio show, or if you haven't pre-opt-in on your website, or if you have a coaching program, or a teleseminar coming up. This is where to list it and how people can get to it. So that creates a nice package. Now, you also need some graphical elements. You should have some kind of logo on the front of at the top of each page of each of these individual releases. If it's a book, you want to have a picture of the book. If you in your bio, you want to have a picture of you. So all these are flattering and give it some graphic elements so that it becomes attractive. And this, of course, you only need this in a digital format today. Nobody actually still prints media kits. But as long as you put together in a nice little package, it's really helpful, because when those hosts call and say, well, do you have your questions or do you have this, it's all packaged up in one thing. So that's your media kit. Now, what's really important here is when you're going out into the world that you are really stepping into your branding and your identification, your unique selling proposition. That is who you are and how you are different than everybody else out there who may be doing similar kinds of content. Now, let's be honest. You know, there are a few things that are really original in the world. What many of us are doing are refining ideas and refocusing them so that they really are true to who we are. For me, for example, I'm also a best-selling author in personal growth. My books are on practical conscious creation. Well, that's basically manifesting. And there are a million books out on the market about manifesting. But what I have done is I have created a unique positioning for that. Mine is all about unique tips on how to be practical in raising your personal frequency. So practical conscious creation, that's what I'm the expert at. There's nobody else out there that teaches that like me. So what you want to do is to establish what your specific brand messaging is and how you are unique, because that's going to be critical for your press releases. That's something that you're going to repeat again and again in your boilerplate content at the bottom of every press release that goes out of or incorporated in that. So you need to really hone that down. It's kind of like your elevator speech on steroids.
Yes, I just said whoa. I like it. I like the elevator and the steroids. I like that.
So all your press releases, and so your branding should be paramount. Whatever logo that you pick should be consistent on everything you do. We often will take, if we're working with an author, we'll take the cover of the book and just carve out the words of the name of the book, and we use that as our logo. I'm working right now with Lisa Garr on her book, Becoming Aware. So becoming aware part of the book cover is actually what we've established as our logo to use on the media kit. So, you know, those are some of the kinds of initial identifying factors that you need. Now, also in your toolbox should be video. You may want to include either book trailers or, you know, video of you talking about, you know, lessons and, you know, presenting in front of people, but or more important, talking to the camera. People want to see how articulate you are. They want to get a sense of what you're like. And when you're doing TV, it's really important to have other TVs available so they can see how good you are. Now, where this is particularly useful is when you're going for the bigger TVs. Local TV, if you've got a good story and you might have a new book or whatever it is, they might bite just because of the content. But when you're trying to get the bigger things, they're going to want to see what you've done in the past. I just booked one of our clients on WCBS in New York, and the first thing she said was, let me see what else she's done. And so I sent them a WNBC New York. I sent them a KCAL in Los Angeles so they could see. And she says, wow, she's terrific. Absolutely want to book her. So you want to have those kinds of things available to you, both informational and also experiences that you've had with the media before. Photos. This is particularly important because when you go to do stories, people are gonna or radio shows, people want a good headshot of you. But you want to have more than a good headshot. And let me tell you, if you haven't done good pictures in a while or they're 20 years old, go get new ones because it's like a dating service, you know, on Match.com. You don't want to be looking at a photo of somebody 20 years ago and meet them and find that's not really who they are. So you want to make sure that your photos are current, and you want to have more than one. For example, when Leoni and Christopher do their wonderful cover articles, you'll see always multiple photos in there of the author. And you want to have more of those available, too, because you never know. And a lot of people don't want competitive artwork. They want to have a different shot than what everybody else has. So make sure that you have a variety, and you have it in a way that people can get to it. One of the things that's really, really important is that create a place on your website where you can actually have send media to get your images. We do that because we often will distribute articles and excerpts for authors all over the country to multiple different media. And all we do is include a link and say, go here for the photos to illustrate this. But they also have to be 300 DPI. The photos for the web are 72, but frankly, if you want any print at all, you need high res. So you definitely, the preference is to put 300 DPI into images. And if you put them on your website, it's a very simple thing to say at the top, click right to download, so that people know that those photos are for downloading, but especially if you have them on a photo or a media page where you're inviting media to use that, to grab those photos as needed. Another thing that's really important, especially if you're going to be doing radio, is an opt-in, something free that you can encourage people to come to your website for. Obviously, part of the numbers game here is getting as many people as you can onto your list, so that you can engage with them, serve them, upsell to them, et cetera. So you want to have a really good opt-in. I have a wonderful little opt-in when I'm teaching my platform on Practical Conscious Creation. I do a wonderful little guided meditation about the money tree. And at the conclusion of that, when I'm doing it on air or in person, I tell people, go to my website and actually download your very own picture of the money tree so you can remember however abundant you are, and that gets them to take their little picture, and I get their name and information. So there's lots of things you can do. There's quizzes and free chapters and audio downloads and guided meditations. Find something to get people in your door. Excerpts and articles. You want to, before you even get going, you want to carve out a number of these. The optimum size is about 850 to 1,000 words. And one of the things that's so popular today is what one of my colleagues has termed listicles, which is basically 10 reasons to do this, 5 ways to do that, things, 10, 4 things you should know about. And you, so if you're creating for, you know, websites who love this kind of content, and many of the Mind, Body, Spirit magazines enjoy this kind of content, you want to create those in advance or take excerpts from your book that are very how-to-ish. People love the how-to-ish stuff. It's what gets the most pickup. So you want to carve those out before you ever get done. Put your logos on them so that they're graphically appealing. And then, of course, you know, if you're going to be doing a book, you want to make sure that you have enough books in stock ahead of time, and it's not like, oh, gee, I forgot to get printed books. I've only got an e-book. That doesn't work. In today's publicity, people don't want to interview you about an e-book. They want to interview about a regular book. And here's the other thing, too, that you should know. Most of the time, other radio show hosts aren't particularly interested in e-courses or those kinds of things. They really want a book, because when you ask them to promote an e-course, they feel like you're asking them to be a salesman. But if you offer them a book, it's informational, it's not a costly thing for their listeners, and they're much more willing to put you on the air. So when we do our radio media tours to 3,000 personal growth radio shows, we make sure that it's predominantly a book. Every now and then there's something else that might resonate, like a New Year's program or something of that nature, but by and large, a book is your key to getting into, particularly into broadcast, both TV and radio. So make sure that you have plenty of books on hand before you start your publicity campaign. The next thing I want to talk about is media outreach. In your media outreach, there are certain things that you need to have or to prepare. The first one is a pitch letter, and this pitch letter is basically a very compelling letter that's going to encourage the media to interview you. And it's not the same letter works for everybody, so it may have to be tweaked for different people, different kinds of media genre, different angles. But by and large, you want to start with one that positions the story that you want to tell. The first thing it needs to have is a really, really compelling lead, something that's going to get their attention, because you only have 30 seconds before they're going to zap it off their emails if it's not something right and good. The most important factor that they want to hear, now this is the absolutely most critical thing that every host, every writer wants to hear, every editor: what's in it for my audience? What is the benefit? So you have to be very clear in this pitch letter, not just your bio, because that's only part of the story. The real story is, what are you offering that they haven't heard, or is vital, or is important, or is distinctive? So that's essential in there. The next thing that's obviously, you do want to include some identification of what your credentials are. And you don't need to give them an entire curriculum vitae. All they really need is author of this book, or leader in such and such, and a couple of and published in X number of magazines, or seen on Oprah, or whatever it might be. Some short identifiers, and then you want to make sure that you tell them what the listeners are going to learn. A lot of times we put it in bullet points, dot, 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 dot. Your listeners, your readers will, your viewers will experience dot, 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 so that they know going in what it is that they're getting. And that's a really compelling reason for them to put you on the air. Then you obviously want to wrap up by, acknowledging, thanking them, telling them that you feel that you'd be a great guest, and then make sure you put your contact information in there, how they can reach you. Yes, I have seen people send pitch letters without all the essential information, and it kind of defeats the purpose. So don't forget to put all that stuff in there. So a pitch letter, and make sure that it's spelled properly. There's no grammatical errors in it, even when you're just popping it on an email. And I encourage you to put this in an email first, on a Word doc first, so that you can do and play and fix your edits to it before you actually start sending it out. You may even want to run it past people you know, to see what their response to. You may get some interesting responses from people who are really knowledgeable by saying, oh, you know, you might want to add this or change that. People who know your platform, and who really have a good perspective. The next thing that you want to do is you're going to want to sit down and build your media list. Who is it that you're talking to? Now, that's the first thing is, who's your target audience? You really need to know that going in. Is it moms? Is it, you know, aging people? Is it, you know, men who have too much stress? You know, before you start your campaign, you need to identify what your audience is and then the media that speaks to that audience. You know, for everybody who says, but my message appeals to everybody, trust me, that's a recipe for disaster. You're only going to waste your message on a lot of people that it doesn't reach or that doesn't resonate. So narrow it down and find the media. In our case, Conscious and Transformational Speakers, all of our clients really are leaders in this general area and are changing the world in some way. So essentially, our audience is, to a large extent, the conscious media, as well as selected mainstream that have this interest with as well. So sit down, research your media list, and who the people are, and you know where you're going to find it. Now, some of the ways to find those media lists is, you know, certainly the internet is a wonderful way to research this. It used to be that you couldn't find a lot of information, but you can today get on and find out who the producers are, who the editors are, who is the features or lifestyle editor, wherever, or health and wellness editor, wherever these people, places are. Or, and here's the other thing, you actually have to use your telephones. You know, most people in the younger generation are so accustomed to sending emails. Well, it's a great thing, but a lot of times you actually have to get on your phone and do things. And one of those things is actually calling around to find out which media are in rich places and what the names of those people are and how you reach them. You know, those of us in the PR business, we have huge databases of media that we can access, but you can't. Most people can't afford those individually. They're $3,000 and $4,000 a year and up. So the best thing is to start doing it on your own. You also ask people you know. That's another good way to find key media. See who is covering what. So if you go on and you see that so-and-so on the Huffington Post is covering this kind of thing, well, then that's the kind of person that you want to reach out to individually yourself. Keep in mind that many of these people, the one area that this is probably not as effective in is blogs. Because many times bloggers do not want to be found, and they deliberately hide their information and contacts. So sometimes that's a little bit more challenging. But the rest of them is pretty easy to locate. So identify your target, go after the media that you need, prepare those lists. The last thing that you should do before you really launch your campaign is create a verbal pitch from the written pitch letter that you've done. Narrow it down to maybe one solid paragraph that you're going to deliver, and practice it. Make sure that you can deliver a compelling pitch on a voicemail, because that's what you're going to be talking to most of the time. Every now and then you're going to get a human being. Don't get flustered when you do. But you need to be able to deliver your pitch in a way that's compelling. Again, you only got 30 seconds to get their interest. But, in fact, you want to do it so it doesn't sound like you're reading. You want to make it sound like you're just talking off the top of your head. But trust me, every day I sit here and I look at the verbal pitches that I have written, and that's how I deliver my pitches, because I don't want to miss something. I don't want to forget something. I don't want to go back and think, oh, my God, did I forget to tell that person something? So it's the easiest and best way to make sure that you're delivering something compactly and well. The next thing I want to talk about is the media itself. You know, obviously, one of the things that there's a divide between the national and the local media. It's much easier to start with local media, get yourself established before you start tackling the national media, build up your confidence as well. The other thing is, of course, we were talking about mainstream media versus aligned media. And in our case, it's the consciousness sector, but it might be something else. If you're in the automotive area, so, you know, you're going to want to talk to the automotive media. From a standpoint of the media, generally, TVs, you're looking at either TV talk shows or morning shows, you know, your AM drive kinds of shows, or you're actually talking to the news most of the time. The news, now, but it's harder to get into the news, the planning desks, but you have to have something that is really timely. And we can, you know, can talk about some topics at some point that might be more timely, but if it's something that is going to be health-driven or have a more compelling news aspect, that's when you go talk to the news desk. The morning shows are more willing to do anything feature-ish, but keep in mind that a lot of them have gone to very much hard news, so you really have to try to get into to what's topical as much as possible. It gives you a much better chance of success with the morning shows today. And interestingly, some of them gone for pay for play. So, in fact, many of them now are charging for getting on these shows. So in almost every market, there's at least one that's like that today. The other, when it comes to radios and telesummits, you know, you obviously there's the broadcast radio versus the internet radios versus the podcast. Depending on what your target is, we target all of those because we're agnostic. We just care that you're interested in this kind of content. But for many people, you know, they don't have a lot of time, and they say, "I only want to go after the broadcast. I only want to go after the major markets." That's when you can, you know, narrow down where you're going to be going there. And of course, telesummits. A lot of that's dependent on whether you have a product to sell. They ask for a $97 product. It's usually a value of $300. And it's got to be something that's going to earn money for both of you. Keep in mind that you are going to only get 50% of that $97 because the host is going to take that as well. Now, some telesummits don't do that. Their goal is just to drive opt-ins, so you can also find that. We actually have a list of telesummit promoters that authors can buy on our website, and we use it periodically to go and promote authors to those folks as well. Print magazine, print, you obviously, you know, you're looking at magazines, you know, that some will do profile. Most today don't have a lot of staff. They're more interested in contributed articles, how-tos, but, you know, the bigger magazines still, if you can get in, get a profile done, that's certainly a really benefit. There's also book reviews, and then with the print, in print obviously, so that's magazines. There's digital magazines, and, of course, then there's the newspapers. And the newspapers, you know, the bad news is that they have contracted so much over the last couple of years. There really aren't book reviewers. There are very few lifestyle editors any longer. There's, you know, some wellness editors. So you really have to be topical or figure out a way that really it does something in your community that you're going to get on there in the newspaper's pages. One of the things that you can do is events. Create an event that ties back to what your platform or your book or the charitable work that you're doing, and then invite the media to that. Now, it's still hard to get them just because there's fewer of them, but you can. But that's one other way to make it topical. And then the web, of course. You know, there's lots of you know, in the web, you have news websites, people, organizations that are taking news. They're sort of the featurey websites that are looking for self-help and content. And then there's those that are blogs, of course. And many of those actually take guest posts as well. And so you know those are ways that you can actually find new ways into the. And many of them will take contributed articles. Some will take press releases. You kind of have to feel your way around it. Look what else is on the site. So the last thing, you know, so one of the last things I want to talk about is the fact that, you know, I know that publicity is a burden, but if you're going to get out there in the world, you have to carve out the time for it. And you have to look at, you know, make time on your schedule just as if you were making an appointment for any other thing. Publicity is a valuable kind of aspect that you can't afford to overlook to do in your life, and marketing is critical. So what's trending is anything with celebrities or animals, do good programs, anything where you're, you know, doing good in the world, green things, Of course, anything having to do with social media. So if you're doing some kind of social media thing that's a sensational kinds of thing, a lot of morning shows are actually loving and covering that stuff. Anything innovative on the web that engages people. And then web chats on book sites are something that's new and coming, and increasingly I see those as well, where on Goodreads and BookTrib and a number of others where you can actually engage with people, not so much in a verbal situation, but on a digital situation where everybody is tapping in their answers and their questions. So those are some of the really key things that I think that people can do from their own publicity. I'm always willing to answer questions. But it occurs to me that a lot of times that this is an awful lot for people to do themselves. And if you've got, you know, a full-time practice or a program that you're trying to launch or that you're engaged with, it's really hard for you to do this yourself. And so, you know, we at Conscious Media Relations have tried to make this easier for people. One of the things that we've done is we've created a mini webinar series called Engage, 10 Key Strategies for Conscious and Transformational Marketers to Engage the Media. And it has some of the kinds of content you heard here, but it's much more expanded than this. And it enables you to actually do some of your own publicity and makes it really easy on you. We also have tools for authors lists. So when we talked about teleseminars, I mentioned that we have that list, but we also have a list of 80 different websites that are looking for mind, body, spirit articles that you can contribute and upload to them. We have a list of all of the places where you can submit your books for your nonfiction books for awards. We have a list of 80 book social networks. We have 2,600 bookstore, metaphysical and independent bookstores where you can either set up your own book tour if you want, or if you want to see if they've got your book or solicit them to carry your book. There's a whole series of lists there on our website, and you can find all this on consciousmediarelations.com, and that's Conscious Media Relations. So you can go there and secure those lists. And the program that I think, you know, we do retainer programs, book PR programs, book launch programs, and we also do a la carte services. And one of the a la carte services that is our signature program is the one that everybody raves about, and I encourage people to go to the website, and you'll see our raves page, and we've got endorsements there from everybody from Don Miguel Ruiz to James Twyman to Denise Lynn and Joe Vitale. And you'll see what they say about our radio media tours, which reaches 3,000 personal growth radio shows. It's the fastest and most aggregated way to reach out into the market when you have a book and you want to deliver your message. Now, one of the things I'm going to encourage you is if, you know, Liana's been kind enough to send out to folks our pitches, but if you would like to get on our pitch list to receive guests, please don't hesitate to send me an email, and I will be more than happy to put you on there. So the last thing that I'm going to talk about is conscious and transformational speakers. And this is
okay,
something...
Can I ask you something? I have a question, of course, if you I'm still on the other topic before you go to this new one about public speaking. What is your opinion about blog tours for new authors? You know, because I have seen this, you know, a couple of people have referred of doing blog tours, not in the sense that posting blogs, but inviting people, going themselves in a series of like networks, not only websites, but networks like communities, and doing a blog tour of their books. Do you think this is effective?
I think that anything that gets your book into people's consciousness is effective. Because it is challenging to sell a book in today's world, and the more you do, the more likely you're going to find people that actually resonate. So I think that it's best when you can pick people who have large communities as opposed to, you know, small bloggers who have 15 people, you know, reading them. But if you've got, you know, there's certainly, and there's different segments. Obviously, there's people who are in this genre, but there are 3,000 mommy bloggers out there. No, excuse me. There's 5,000 mommy bloggers out there. Some of them have big, big lists. And if your book resonates with that community, wow, absolutely. You know, you're going to get a strong response. One of my clients wrote a book called Zen Entrepreneurship. And he told me that one of the when one of his fellow tech experts wrote about it in his blog, was the most successful he'd ever had with his sales. So if you hit it right, you can do really well with it. But I would be careful with your time and pick the ones that have the most bang for your buck, so to speak, and really reach that way, you know, reach out to those that are the most aligned with what your message is. I've recently come across a gal that does blog tours, but frankly, I looked at most of what she does, and the blog tours that really tend to drive the most are fiction. And that tends to be because, you know, fiction readers are passionate about whatever genre it might be, YA, you know, young adult, or, you know, vampires and what it is, and those people will instantly respond. So when it's nonfiction, like the kind of work we do, you really have to look around for the right folks to do that with. Does that answer your question, Leonie?
Absolutely. Thank you, Jackie.
I guess, you know, just to sort of wrap up, the last thing that I was going to mention, and we'll talk more about this in the next call, is we offer... we have just launched a brand new speaker representation company called Conscious and Transformational Speakers. And this is designed to get people out into the marketplace in a much bigger way. And we're very excited about it. We've already been doing this with Lisa Garr. We've been doing a book tour here in Southern California. We've just signed on Eldon Taylor, you know, who's a great Hay House author. And we've got a whole array of people that we're helping, both in the conscious community and also the paid engagements. We kind of divide up those two segments based on your level of experience and what your goals and objectives are. So I encourage people also to take a look. You can get there. You can get to all of these things through Conscious Media Relations. There's a link to Engage there. There's a link to Speakers. There's a link to our Radio Media Tour. So and the tools for authors. So, you know, if that's a great portal. I won't, you know, confuse you with a lot of different email addresses. Web addresses. That's the fastest way to find all of them. If anybody wants to email me with questions, or things that they want to know, don't hesitate to reach out to me. I'm Jackie@ConsciousMediaRelations.com. So that's JACKIE@ConsciousMediaRelations.com.
Yeah, I'm going to put it on when the recording, all the data, you know, so people can contact you directly, you know. But Jackie will be back because I didn't finish. I'm not done with her. I didn't suck the living life out of her yet. So I still have a lot of living life to suck up. Yeah, so those are... You know, the interesting thing is I have been talking, and before that I had a group on Facebook that we had like kind of a close relationship with some of our authors and writers, hosts, radio hosts, and we had a couple of, you know, conferences like this, and I was bringing about the importance of a media kit from my standpoint, because nowadays when I receive something, and I believe me, I receive a lot of pitches in a day. If I receive something that's less than acceptable, I just write back and say, I don't accept it. You know, I really don't even look at it. I delete it because it's just like, you know, it doesn't appeal. And we, on the niche that we are, which is the conscious community, the conscious holistic spiritual community, it is very, it's a very thin line that really what is genuine and what is BS. Because a lot of people from the media, you know, I would say mainstream media, they want to transvest themselves in spiritual and conscious. You know, it's like we receive pitches from people from Hollywood, you know, the actresses and actors was like, oh, they're spiritual. What? Like what? Well, they did once they did a fundraiser about, buying chocolates for elephants, in 1960s. It's like, this is unconscious. This is not spiritual, what this person's doing now. So it really doesn't appeal. So with what I'm trying to say is I needed to bring a specialist. So my people, our writers and everybody that I care about, our hosts, would know that I'm not being just, beating them with, like, you have to have this, you have to have a good bio, you have to have good pictures, you have to do this. It's not because I am, the pain of the world incarnated, but it's because of the need. And like I said, most of my writers and hosts are about to, break through. They are, for me, what I would call, the next generation of influencers. But if anybody has a questions, I will be pleased to unmute yourself and ask the question, because I don't want to delay too much. And Jackie's already being so generous with us in her time. So anybody has questions? I can hear the tumbleweeds. You just unmute yourself. Start 6, unmute yourself, and come about. That's your chance. Ta-da. Hello, people. Shelly, I know you have questions. Shelly.
Hi. Yes. First of all, I want to say thank you, Jackie, for all of this valuable information, because, there was a lot of information that came through, and I think that if anyone will just, even go back and listen to it again, they're going to gain a lot of insight. And so not only do the services that you provide, but you've also provided us with those tools. And I have to say, for me personally, I'm very much interested in this new offering that you have with the speakers and such.
Great. Thank you. Well, we sure appreciate it. I'd love to chat with you offline. Shelly, that would be great, and thank you for your kind comments. I appreciate it. My goal.
So in other words, I have no questions. You covered everything.
Thank you. Well, my goal in life is to be a teacher and to help people. And if I've helped to do that with folks today, I've completed my purpose, and I really am grateful for your time and your attention.
Okay, nobody has questions. Jackie did a wonderful job.
Pretty impressive.
And now you let my people be speechless. That is not so then, That's kind of impossible. But, so you guys, Jackie will be back next week. No, 7.
Yeah, June 10, I think.
And then, June 7th. And it's 7 o'clock at night. It's just, my brain is fried today. And we're going to talk about public speaking and other stuff. But Jackie's also part of our community of writers. She is on Facebook, so please obsess over her. Go there and befriend her. And I thank you so much, Jackie, for, doing this for us. And I think that, your input is kind of vital for all those that are, looking for guidelines and looking for your expertise and, ultimately the service that you provide. So I thank you, everybody that attended. I will put this conference call with all the information for Jackie, including her email, on the conference, on the special page in conference, and I will put everything out there. And one more time, thank you, Jackie, and thank you, everybody that attended and didn't say anything. That was nice. It's the silence always moved my heart to our point of no return. But, okay, you guys have a wonderful evening, and you know, we see each other again next time. Thank you, guys.
Thanks,
Leonie. Thank you, Jackie.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank
this
you.
This is Gia Halton. I really appreciate this. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, guys.